be in a comfortable position. If you can have your feet actually on the floor or on the ground, on whatever is holding you up, and take anything off your lap except for the phone, and let your eyes begin to close, and let your body go into that wonderful space, the sweet territory of silence, as Angelus Arian says, the sweet territory of the inner life, that landscape that is always true, the sweet chambers of the heart that sustain us through anything, at any time, in every way, that trustworthy place where no matter what's happening in the outer world, whether things are going the way we would like, or confusing, or upsetting, or difficult, that place of peace, that place of harmony, that place of wholeness, place of safety, always there, waiting for us, that sweet territory of the inner life. As you follow the beauty of the breath, the greatest teacher of all, right under our nose, that breath in, out, letting the air pass softly and beautifully through your body. I'm going to read a beautiful quote from Wendell Berry. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night, at the least sound in fear of what my life and what my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of the wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought, with debt, with worry, or with grief. I come into the presence of the still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world, and I am free. As you let your body relax even more into the freedom of what we know to be the great natural world, the great and deep and profound true laws of nature, laws that will never be negotiated on the Senate floor, laws of the ultimate laws that we all follow, even if we don't know that they're there. The beautiful law of gravity, which is nature's way of saying that she loves us, holding us close to her, holding us close to her on the earth. The beauty and volatility of the wind. The warmth and the nourishment of the sun. And even the simplest things in life that ultimately give us the most pleasure. While we're breathing in and out and relaxing and being in that sweet territory of the inner life, I'd like to read a poem by the U.S. Poet Laureate Billy Collins called Aimless Love. This morning, as I walked along the lakeshore, I fell in love with a wren. And later in the day, with a mouse the cat had dropped under the dining room table. In the shadows of an autumn evening, I fell for a seamstress, still at her machine, in the nearby tailor's window. And later for a bowl of broth, steam rising like smoke from a naval battle. This is the best kind of love, I thought, without recompense, without gifts or unkind words, without suspicion or silence on the telephone. The love of the chestnut, the jazz cap and one hand on the wheel. No lust, no slam of a door. The love of the miniature orange tree, the clean white shirt, the hot evening shower, the highway that cuts across Florida. No waiting, no huffiness or rancor, just a twinge every now and then for that wren who had built her nest on a low branch overhanging the water, or for that lovely dead mouse still dressed in its light brown suit. But my heart is always propped up in a field on its tripod, ready for the next arrow. After I carried the mouse by the tail to a pile of leaves in the woods, I found myself standing at the bathroom sink, gazing down affectionately at the soap, so patient, so soluble, so at home in its pale green soap dish. I could feel myself falling again as I felt it turning in my wet hands and caught the scent of lavender and stone. So it's the simple things that often give us the most pleasure. Spirit or God always gives us what we need. A final poem by Hazrat Inayat Khan that says it all for me, that we get what we need, that we are so served in every dimension of life, no matter what's happening on the outside. Hazrat Inayat Khan says, I asked for strength. God gave me difficulties, which then made me strong. I asked for wisdom, and God gave me problems, which I learned to solve. I asked for prosperity, and God gave me a brain and brawn to go to work. I asked for courage, and God gave me dangers to overcome. I asked for love, and God gave me people to help. I asked for favors, and God gave me opportunities. I received nothing I wanted, and I received everything I needed. So in this final minute of meditation, bring forth the gratitude and appreciation for your blessed inner life, its richness, its depth, and that place where we know we can always go, be whole, to find harmony, be at the heart of the matter, to know the truth. As you breathe in, as you breathe out, begin to feel the blood coming through your veins, your heart beating. Perhaps wiggle your fingers a bit. Feel the air around your face. Begin slowly to open your eyes and see this blessed world all around you. Bless you all. Thank you.